Appealing to an angry public due to difficult economic and social circumstances, President Morsi started his speech by admitting failures of the presidency in his first year in office and apologizing for recurrent shortages of key oil products and power outages. While enumerating the challenges Egypt faces, magnified by what he described as the Egyptian revolution's enemies at home and abroad, Morsi admitted that he had made a lot of mistakes. The Egyptian president said he is working on the necessity of correcting those mistakes. Morsi offered no concessions in his speech, though, while he reached out to young Egyptians, promising a bigger role for them in executive ranks.
He offered nothing new to get him closer to the people or the opposition, nothing concrete.
During his speech, Morsi mocked the acquitting of some officials of the Mubarak regime by the judiciary, while he named some of them. He further promised speedy and decisive reforms to cleanse state institutions.
The president's speech had a language of threat. This will increase the anger against him.
That was the same opinion of the group camped at Cairo's iconic Liberation Square to listen to Morsi's speech. The president promised to continue to build state institutions, vowing a speedy parliamentary election where the opposition, as he said, could form the government it wants via the upcoming House of Representatives. He also pointed out that 24 calls for million-man marches against his government didn't help in solving the country's inherited problems, emphasizing that Egypt could afford to skip the IMF loan if stability holds.
I am not in favor of overthrowing President Morsi. The state will collapse if we change a president every day. This cannot be.
I think the speech is good, very good. The man is extending his hand to everybody.
Morsi wrapped up his speech by praising the Egyptian army for, quote, staying away from politics. Standing his ground, at least for now, in the face of calls for early presidential elections, Morsi finally called on demonstrators to keep their marches peaceful, saying that protests are means of expressing opinion and not imposing it. Mohammed Chalabi, Press TV, Cairo.